Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to One Verse and Prayer Ministry with Associate Pastor Lily B and Associate Pastor Fanny Reed of Zion Hill Church of Zion Hill, Louisiana. The overseer is Pastor Joshua Jordan. You have heard the saying, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. But I say, a scripture a day keeps the devil away.
Know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life, the brand new CD from Minister Fanny Reed, inspired by real life events.
During your daily activities, you can decree and declare and meditate on the Word of God. This was revealed to me by the Lord for inspiration. I've learned over the years the Word works. We have to know who we are in Christ in order for the Word to work for us. Let the Word not depart from our mouth day or night. Meditate therein. We will find life, health, and strength even to the marrow of our bones.
Available now at the Zion Hill Church Bookstore in Pineville, Louisiana, or at 318-623-9503. Minister Fanny Reed, know who you are in Christ. Instructions for Life.
Minister Fanny Reed is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Today we are going to talk about created to have dominion. Let's go to Genesis and get an account of creation. Some of the most profound truths in the Bible are in the book of Genesis, especially the first three chapters. If you miss that, you won't be able to understand many things in the Bible. Genesis 1 and 11. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after its kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. Genesis 1 and 11. It says, the fruit tree yield fruits after his kind. And it said after his kind, what God had in mind here is the law of double reference. It is talking about the natural tree producing after its kind. But because it said after his kind, whose seed is in itself. Amen? He is also putting forth a principle here that follows in the line of the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Words produce images. Everything, whether trees, animals, man, or whatever, produce after their kind. So this is what I call the law of Genesis. Everything produces after its own kind. Words do the same things. Speak fearful words, and they will produce fear. Speak faithful words, and they will produce faith. If you talk trouble and sorrow long enough, it will produce that image in your life. The Word of God say, he did not give us the spirit of fear, but love, power, in a sound mind. Did you hear what I say? Words do the same thing. Speak filled words, and they will produce fear. Speak words of life, and they will produce faith. Amen? So we have to be careful what we say with our mouth, because words carry power. What you're talking about is what it will produce. Either faith or fear. What you continue to speak produce the image. Words produce images. Amen? Are you listening to me? Words produce images. So we have to be careful what we say. Every word I say and every description I give begins with to build the image more clearly inside of you. Amen? The reason you could recognize things so easily is by a transferring of words. You have to be careful. This is what God is trying to do for us. Describe us in each detail until we get that image inside us. Until when he gets through describing us, Satan can recognize us instantly as having a greater one in us. Amen. The only way we're going to get that image in us, we're going to have to study and show ourselves approved. A workman rightly dividing the word of truth. Remember I said just a minute ago, you are what you say you are. You have what you say you have. So why not say what God said about us? Amen?
Amen.
This is what God is trying to do for us. Describe us in such detail until we get that image inside us. That's why it's good to read the Bible all the time. Don't wait till something happens and run and find a scripture and get that scripture and say it. It's not going to work. You got to do it at all times. The word of God in the book of Proverbs say, meditate therein day and night, and let the word not depart from our eyes nor our lips, and we will find health, strength, and even marrow to our bones. So when the enemy comes with his lies and his schism and ism, you'll have something to fight him with. When my mama was living on this earth, she used to say, every tub set on its own bottle. And she used to tell us all the time, the devil is the father of a liar. He's the beginning of the liar, and he's the end of the liar. So we, in order for us to know the truth and how to set on our own bottom, but this ain't everybody going to set on each other bottom, our own bottom. We're going to have to know how to fight the devil. Only thing the devil get fearful is the word of God.
Amen.
He don't get fearful when he see you hollering and crying and screaming. And oh, what am I going to do? And shaking and falling out and fainting. The word of God said, we faint not, we reap the harvest. Don't faint. Amen?
Amen.
Notice God produced after his kind. Even when he created trees, he produced it after his kind. Amen? What kind is God? God kind is good and perfect. He saw that it was good. Amen? That meant the tree he created to be in the garden would have produced it perfect fruit. No flaws, no rotten fruits, no soft spots, no worms, nothing that would deform the fruit. Forever. It would produce perfect fruit continually. So just imagine if we spoke the word continually in our lives, continually for our family members, continually for our children. It will produce fruit, but it's not going to produce anything if you didn't put the seed in the ground, which is your heart. If you took the seed from that fruit and planted it, it will produce another tree that will produce perfect fruit. That's God's kind. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, James 1:17.
Amen.
We need to get an image of the good and perfect that is God's kind. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him, male and female, created he them. Genesis 1:26-27.
Amen.
Do you know, God say we have dominion over everything. Now, it's up to us whether or not to believe that. But I believe what the word says. I stand on the word of God. He said it, I believe it, that's settled. He said the earth is his and the fullness thereof. Everything in it belongs to him. The silver and the gold and the cattle on the hill. I don't care who is in charge of the world that say they are. God is in charge. We have to get that in us and know that for a fact, that God is running the show, not man. Amen? The only way we're going to know that, we got to read the word. We got to study the word. If we don't read and study, we're not gonna know what's ours. Amen?
Amen.
So we need to know that God created everything. Amen?
Amen.
And then he turned around and told us for us to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, every creeping and crawling thing there. That's what he told me. We should be able to stop everything with the word of God.
Oh, yes.
That's what he said. I believe him. I take him at his word. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall stand forever.
Yes, Lord,
if
you.
The word is in you, you taking him at his word, you're going to stand too.
Yes,
he said, if the earth coming down around us, be still and know that he's God. No matter what, we got to believe what God says.
Lord.
That's where faith come in. We walk by faith and not by sight. We can't go on what we see. We got to go on what the word says. But if you are not studying the word, you won't know what the word say. So when the enemy come, he be able to knock you down. But if you got the word inside of you, you're going to stand.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. I don't
Amen.
Care what's going on. He said we'll be able to stand. Amen.
Amen.
We have to align our image with God's image. Amen.
Amen.
And we thank God we have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowls of the air. God, we have dominion, he said. He said in Genesis 1 and 28, we have dominion over the fish of the sea, and whatever we do will prosper. He said we're going to prosper. But in order to receive it, we got to believe it. He says it's our faith that pleases him.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
We have the image of God on the inside of us. This image of dominion because of continual. The reason the image of God is inside of us, the more we speak the word, the more we read the word, the more we study the word, but more we'll become that image that God wants us to become. Amen?
Amen.
That's why some things happen quicker to people when they just say a few bad things. And then we'll say, well, I don't know why things happen so quickly. You said it. You can't go on what you see all the time. If God told you something, say what God said.
Yes, Lord.
Don't matter what's happening around you. He says, say what he said.
Amen.
And then as you be saying it, it begin to develop. It begin to develop. It'll teach you patience. It'll teach you faith. Amen?
Amen.
Your imagination create pictures. In the book of Proverbs, he said, we are so as we think. We got to be careful what we think.
Mm.
My pastor always say, change your thinking.
Amen.
The only way we got to change it, we got to be transformed. The book of Romans say, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Your mind is renewed through the word of God. We want that image on the inside of us. We got to transform our mind. Amen? Our imagination
Amen.
Creates pictures inside of you. You have to cast down imaginations that are not in line with the word of God. God say, cast down every imagination, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. So we got to cast down the imaginations that are not in line with God's word.
Amen.
When you imagine things, you begin to talk that way. Because that's what's in us. If you want to change your thinking. Think the way God say think. Amen?
Amen?
And as you begin to change your thinking, your talking will actually change. Whatever you thinking, that's the image that's perfected in you. You think on it long enough, it's going to come to pass, good or bad. Amen?
Amen.
So we're going to have to create that positive side, not the negative. The positive is about God. Amen?
Amen?
When God said mankind have dominion over all the earth, that's what he meant. All the earth, not half of the earth, all the earth. God